There's been a new kind of vehicle popping up on Atlanta streets lately. Dirt bikes and ATVs. There's just one problem with them being on the street. They're not street legal. And Atlanta officials want to stop the trend. But riders say there's more to it. We hear about it all from Stephanie Stokes.
The buzzing of dirt bikes and ATVs grows loudest on Sundays. It's when a group of riders called ATL Bike Life get together.
It's gonna get bigger and bigger.
One of the riders, Quint, invited me to join. He doesn't give his last name because what they're doing is illegal. We're outside a park in Atlanta's Oakland City. A stream of riders fly down a hill toward us. They're mostly black men in their 20s and 30s. They're either on dirt bikes or four-wheel ATVs, and a lot of them are doing wheelies. Eventually, about 50 of them surround us. The revving of engines is so loud, it's hard to ask a question. Quint has his friend stop the noise for a second.
Cut it out. We're doing an interview for the radio. You know, there's so much bad publicity about it. They say we the bad guys.
You don't think that's true?
No, that's nowhere near true.
He says these bikes are what they're passionate about. You can tell by the cost. Quint spent $10,000 on his ATV. And in the city, there isn't anywhere else to ride but in the streets.
You gotta understand, we out here doing what we love and also keep a lot of people out of trouble. Like, you see all these young guys right here?
Quint points to four or five wide-eyed kids who just walked over.
They look up to, you know, like, of course we're breaking the law, but it's better than having them going in someone's house and robbing and killing them, you know?
Riders say that's the alternative in neighborhoods like this around Southwest Atlanta. There isn't much for young people to get excited about.
Like, we don't mean no harm on bikes. Our movement we have is called Bikes Up, Guns Down. We promote putting a bike up in the air instead of a gun.
Quint's group even made a rap song about it. This message that bikes prevent more serious crime is something you'll hear from riders around the country. Dirt biking's become popular in just about every major city. But a lot of people don't think its rise is positive.
They're making noise. It's scaring motorists. These are people who basically, it's all about a thrill for them.
Joyce Shepherd's an Atlanta City Council member. She says it's not just that the bikes aren't street legal. It's also the riders. In groups of 1 or 200, they take over city roads, ignoring red lights.
They're doing wheelies. They're doing all kinds of stuff to show out. They're doing things that even typical motorists don't do.
And sometimes that leads to accidents. The dirt biking started as an issue around Shepherd's district on the south side, but she says it's grown to a point where people are complaining all around the city.
If we don't stop to try to control it now, what are we gonna do? We're just gonna let them be like the Wild Wild West and let them just have the streets?
The council member says Atlanta can't allow that. So she lobbied the state legislature to up the fines for urban dirt biking from $25 to as much as $5,000. Though even that stiff of a penalty may not keep riders off the streets.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's an interesting problem.
Atlanta Deputy Police Chief Jeff Glazer says officers already make arrests when they can. But police all over are grappling with these ATVs and dirt bikes. New York destroys them. Baltimore tried impounding them, Glazer says.
And they've had to purchase larger lots because they continue to seize these ATVs and their lots are becoming too small. So that really isn't helping, right? So that hasn't solved the problem.
Glazer doesn't believe law enforcement can solve the problem, at least on its own. He says the city has to address the root cause, why these young men are turning to the bikes.
And kind of look at their situation and what they're up against and some of the hardships and the challenges that they have that they use this as an outlet, you know, as a way to express their freedom.
It's not clear if the city will do that. Some proposed creating a separate park for the riders like there are for skateboarders. But according to Shepherd, the council member, the city's not interested. She says that would basically be rewarding bad behavior. Still, outside the park, Quint with ATL Bike Life says the dirt bikes and ATVs are here to stay.
This is us, the bike life. We gonna be around. They ain't gonna get rid of
After we talk, he and the other riders take off to cruise around the city and do wheelies. On the park's grassy field, they leave behind a couple of young kids who are riding around on their own toy ATVs. Stephanie Stokes, WABE News.